This week's Parsha begins with the famous opening pasuk, Ve'ela ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. And these are the laws, the statutes, the rules that you shall place before them. And what follows is a very lengthy Parsha, which includes many, many, many mitzvos, incredibly dense Parsha when it comes from the legal perspective. It's not so much of a story as much as it is overwhelmingly a list of the halachos of the Torah, the first such Parsha we have in the entire Chumash, which is so predominantly law or halacha based. And it's also worth noting that the overwhelming majority of these laws, in fact, are interpersonal, benam lechavero, Jewish civil law, tort, and the like. And the rabbis, Chazal, in the Medrash Rabbah, here in Parsha Lamed, are particularly struck in their commentary, extensive commentary, I should say, on this opening verse by two specific issues. Number one is, why so many mitzvos? Why so dense? And number two, specifically the juxtaposition with the end of last week's parsha, which of course was the Aseres HaDibros. Why the juxtaposition between these two sections? So to take the first question first, the Medrash says in Siman Vav here, Bo re'e kamatziva kadosh baruch hu b'parsha zu. Al kol davar v'davar, says the Medrash. Wow! Let's contemplate for a moment just how many mitzvos and how comprehensive these mitzvos are that are contained in this parsha. And the Medrash points out that every part of human society is touched by the various laws. We have from free men to the parsha's beginning, which discusses the Jewish notion of slavery and such. We have every other type of human interaction, and even at least one pasuk that deals with the accidental injuring of a pregnant woman, which leads to her unwanted miscarriage, and the discussion of the responsibility and the penalty for the person who caused that miscarriage, and the penalty for the loss of the life of the fetus, of the unborn baby. And the Medrash says, wow, this is incredible. Shekol davar v'davar ha-Torah mazhera Yisrael. There's no aspect of human life, no part of human interaction, no part of society, from the earliest to the latest, to the oldest, to the youngest, to the highest, to the lowest. Everything is touched by the Torah in general and symbolized by this parsha. Why is that? And the Medrash touches on something very real and human. I think many of us, I certainly see this, you could say with teenagers and such, but I think if we're honest, adults as well, very often we think that the Torah's comprehensive reach and the overwhelming number of mitzvos, which seem to guide every part of our life, certain people, sometimes I would say often, feel this is a burden. Why did Hashem do this? So says the Medrash, it's a mistake. And it gives a mashal of a king whose son, the prince, is going out, and there's many, many rules he has to follow. His father gives him a whole protocol. Why does he do that? Does the father not love his son? Does he not want him to have a good time? Says the Medrash, he does this, of course, because chaviv alav, the son is so beloved to him, and he's aware with his experience and wisdom of life that if these protocols are not kept, the prince could be vulnerable, could get himself in trouble, and in any way be damaged. Says the Medrash, so too Hashem, Hitzer Yisrael ala mitzvos, lama shem chaviv alav yosar miha malachim. We're more beloved than the angels. Hashem loves us more than anything else, and therefore all these laws and rules, even though admittedly we don't always understand exactly why that's the case, but nevertheless, all these laws and rules have been set up in order for us to, based on Hashem's infinite wisdom, have a better life, a successful life, and a happy life. It's actually because He loves us. They're for our best interests, and they're certainly not to, God forbid, oppress us. The other two midrashim I want to share with you address the second question I mentioned, which is the juxtaposition of the opening pasuk in our parsha, the opening section, all these laws, and in fact, the given of the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibros on Sinai. And specifically, the Medrash seems to be bothered by the fact that it's not just the proximity of the two parshios, but the opening word is Ve'ele HaMishpatim, Vav, and these are the Mishpatim. Why the letter Vav? And it sounds like the Medrash says that this is a Vav HaChibor. A letter Vav connects two things. After all, if Parshas Mishpatim was really a new beginning, completely detached and severed from everything that came before it, it would make no sense to begin with and. However, the Vav HaChibur tells us that, in fact, this is just part two. This is connected to something that came before it. The Aseres HaDibros were part one, and Ve'el Mishpatim, these continue. Why is that important for us to know? What is the Torah trying to teach us in a subtle way by that juxtaposition, the proximity in that letter Vav, beyond the actual content of Parshas Mishpatim? So in one comment, the Medrash tells us we have to realize that just like Hashem is hisir al hadibros, kachisir al hadin. And I think that this is alluding to the fact that we sometimes think of religion as being purely ritual based and just about a relationship with Hashem. And we should realize that ve'ela mishpatim, such a deep dive into every part of a human interaction, even the murky and the muddy and the messy parts of life, all of which are contained in generally Jewish civil law, and specifically in this week's Parsha, all of those are just as much part of the Torah as the Aseser Dibros. And in fact, says the Medrash, we have to realize that the Torah understands Shabo Ha'olam Talui, because the truth is that the whole world and its ability to function in any meaningful way as a society is predicated on this aspect of halacha, of Jewish civil law. As the Pasuk says, Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Aretz, and Tzion B'Mishpat Tipadeh. The only way to have a functioning moral society is based on a structure of civil law, and the Torah's version of that, Parshas Mishpatim, the Mitzvot Menachem L'Chaveiro, are in fact crucial to the flourishing of any society, certainly a Torah society. In the preceding paragraph, in Siman Yud Aleph, the Medrash says something similar, but I think with a little bit of a different twist. It focuses on the spiritual dimension of the Mitzvot Menachem L'Chaveiro and the Jewish civil law, and in fact compares the corpus of law that's in this week's Parsha to Yiras Shamayim. And the Medrash says, just like a person can have many other mitzvos, but it's comparable to a farmer who harvests tremendous amounts of crops, but if he doesn't have the proper storage facility, all those crops will rot and they'll go to waste. So too, no matter how many mitzvos you have, if you don't have the proper Yirat Shamayim, the mitzvos themselves will not end up lasting. So too, says the Medrash, by comparison, if you have all the other mitzvos, but you don't have the idea of Jewish civil law, of Parshas Mishpatim, that's also something that is absolutely necessary to sustain the rest of your mitzvah observance, and Hashem will judge you based on that. It's not enough to just have one. One certainly needs the other as well.